Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
2,000 people from over 100 different countries became Ireland's newest citizens today. Two citizenship ceremonies in Killarney were the first to be held in several months after a High Court decision that applicants couldn't leave the country in the year prior to taking up citizenship. And that was overturned, of course, by the Supreme Court. Fergal Keane is in Killarney for us this evening. Fergal, these days are always quite wonderful and a great celebration.
It's a really, it has a feel of a very big wedding about it, because people come from all over the country, many with family in tow. They're dressed in their best. They have a ceremony and they become citizens of Ireland, and then they go off to celebrate. So there are speeches, there's music, the army band is here, we have the national anthem. Then they make a note of fidelity to the country and affirm that they will uphold the laws and be good citizens. So, as you said, today there are over 2,000 people made citizens. 250 of those came from the UK. And when you speak to them, many of those people have been here for decades, but only because of Brexit, they now feel they have to become citizens. But afterwards, there's a real sense of occasion, as you'll hear now from a few of the people I spoke to.
Sir, listening to your accent, British accent, you became an Irish citizen today.
After 22 years, yeah. Only because of Brexit.
Really?
Yeah. If the wife and myself go to Europe, does she go in the EU corridor? I go somewhere different. So it was just literally a decision because of Brexit.
25% of people taking citizenship here today are from the UK.
I can believe that. I was sat next to a few of them today.
My name is Lola.
Where have you come from? You've become an Irish citizen today?
Yeah. Oh, over the moon. Over the moon. I have to thank the Minister for Justice, because it's not a right, it's a privilege. So I give God the glory and I thank Minister for Justice and all the people of Irish.
Has it been a long journey for you to come get here? How many years have you been in Ireland?
Oh, since 2006, yeah. It's a great achievement. How is a great achievement? Oh, I know there's a lot involved, but it's a great achievement for me.
What are your hopes now for the future?
Oh, to be good, to continue to be good, and explore Highland. Now is a lot to take in. I'm still overwhelmed. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm Mabel Cha.
Where have you come from originally?
From Sligo, but Cameroonian of origin.
How do you feel about becoming a citizen?
Oh, it's amazing. All the possibilities that have been opened up. My God, I feel like I'm going to burst open. If you don't hold me down, something bad is going to happen.
How long did it take you to get to this stage?
I've been in the country for 6 years, two of them in the asylum system, and four of them as a refugee. So now I'm a citizen.
How did you find the asylum system?
Well, it was a learning curve, better on some than on others. For me personally, like I said, I used it to learn and to better myself so I could be of use when I get out of it.
You're now living and working in Sligo. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, yeah, I'm leaving and I do some part-time work in the community in Sligo, but I'm also in college. I'm just doing my fourth year, human resource management at the Sligo IT. And so when I finish, hopefully I get some work in Sligo and stay in Sligo. But if not, I'll go to where the work is.
Yeah, I'm Maritis Bangan.
Where did you come from originally?
From Philippines.
How long have you been in Ireland?
I've been here since 2008.
How do you feel about becoming a citizen?
Oh my God, I'm very happy. You know, it's over on the top of the moon. I'm very happy.
Have you been working, or where have you been working all this time?
I work now in a creche, one of the creches in Rahun, Teddy House.
It's a long journey to become a citizen. It's not very easy.
It is, yeah, it is. It's difficult, you know. I'm very happy.
Fergal, the joy is jumping out of the radio there. You said 100 countries. Where else do they come from?
Well, you heard that man from the UK, but Poland had the biggest number of people, over 300, the UK then with 250. Romania and India are next. And then one woman there was from Nigeria. There were 97 people from Nigeria. And then others include the US, Latvia, Brazil and China, including Hong Kong. And an issue with people from Hong Kong is that they may have British passports, but now they decide after Brexit that they too are going to go and become Irish citizens if they've lived here a long time. Because to become an Irish citizen, it's not an easy process. You have to show that you've lived here legally for 5 out of the last 9 years. You have to show things like tax returns. And then there's a fee of €950. But today we had two ceremonies here, and the first ceremony was attended by the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. I spoke to him and I asked him, following recent events around asylum centres, was he and the government concerned about the perceived rise in racism in the country?
I'm concerned. I look at it from two points of view in respect of, oftentimes there are comments that can be more thoughtlessness, a casual racism which needs to be addressed, and that can be addressed by combating ignorance or lack of thought. It's not something that's willful, but it's something that needs to be addressed. On the one hand, it can be done through information, education, a greater degree of tolerance. Irish people are known for their welcome. We need to practice that on a daily basis. But I'm more concerned about what is an insidious anti-immigrant sentiment that I've noticed in recent times. Small number of people attempting to exercise influence in communities. I know the Irish people are better than that. I know the Irish people are not going to buy into this. But I believe it's important that we remain actively engaged in order to ensure that Ireland of the Welcomes continues to be our hallmark. And that's why these days in Killarney are really uplifting and positive. We're welcoming a further 2,000 people into the Irish family today. And this is a really important occasion for all of them, for their families and for the communities. These are stakeholders in our country. They're bringing here to Killarney on this important day their economic capital and also their social capital.
What part, or if any, do you think racism played in the protests about asylum seeker centres in Achill, Ballinamore, other towns?
It plays a part, as I mentioned earlier, that there is a very small but vocal element, unrepresentative of Irish politics, unrepresentative of Irish society, and I would trust that people would deal with that in a positive way by not being influenced by, you know, what is a negative feature of Irish life needs to be dealt with. And that's why both myself and Minister David Stanton are working on updating our legislation so as we as a state can have a legislative response if necessary.
Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan there. Fergal is still with us. The man who presides over many of these ceremonies is Judge Brian McMahon, and he was there today.
Yeah, and he said in his speech today that even though people were becoming Irish citizens, they should not forget where they had come from. Their children and grandchildren would want to know in years to come about their families, about their old country, and that the new citizens shouldn't forget that. He also then urged people to get themselves and their children involved in culture and in sport. And he said he was hoping for the day when one of their descendants would lead a team out onto Croke Park on All-Ireland final day. Now, I spoke to Judge McMahon afterwards and asked him if he was concerned about racism in this country, but first, he told me that today was above all a celebration.
Yes, indeed. It's a wonderful occasion for all of these people who have waited so long in this country and have come from such different backgrounds. And I sometimes look down at the audience of 1,000 faces and think there's 1,000 stories there, and each probably deserves a separate documentary on its own.
Today we had people from over 100 countries?
103 countries, I believe, today. In all, I think in the 11 years that this ceremony has run, we have had citizen applications from 180 countries, nearly every country in the world.
What does it mean to people to become an Irish citizen?
Well, you can see it yourself there in the audience. If you're looking at it, it means everything to them. And we can only imagine you can only imagine where they've come from, what travails they have been involved in, what troubles and difficulties they had faced to get this far. So to get this final validation, as it were, final welcome, final citizens' papers, that entitles them not only to live and work in Ireland, but to travel throughout Europe, is a big, big concession for them. And also in a peaceful country, and as someone said to me recently, you're not asking us to go out and fight for the borders of our country, and that means a lot to people who have come from difficult countries especially.
Are you concerned at all that racism may be on the rise in Ireland?
Well, it's interesting because it's not often enough emphasised, I think, that since these ceremonies began, we have conferred citizenship on 125,000 new citizens. Now, when we talk about racism, we find it's focusing on the refugee and the asylum seekers. And the numbers there are small by comparison, 5,000, 6,000 people. And that's where people get excited about. But I don't hear anyone criticizing the 125,000, all of whom are working, all of whom are contributing to the society. And where would we be without the Filipinos in our health system sometimes? Where would the hotels be without the people who service them? So they contribute greatly. So I think it's disproportionate, and it's seemingly any racist comments that I hear about are addressed at the 5,000 who probably come from the worst backgrounds and face the worst conditions. So I balance it, but I don't like to see the disrespectful language used, and I don't like to see the condemnation of people in general, whatever colour they are, being tarred with that kind of brush. It's not fair, it's not right, and it's not in our tradition.
Judge Brian McMahon in Killarney today, ending Fergal Keane's report. After